NFL trainer pleads Fifth Amendment 46 times during drug lawsuit. By Warner Todd Houston on September 4, 2019. Former Olympic bobsledder Ian Danny pleaded the Fifth Amendment a whopping 46 times during a deposition over charges that he illegally provided and injected performance-enhancing drugs into athletes. Danny launched a fitness training business in 2002 that soon attracted many high-profile clients, including baseball's Justin Upton and the NFL's James Harrison and Demaryius Thomas, according to USA Today. But prosecutors say that Danny illegally imported banned performance-enhancing drugs and even began injecting them into clients even though he is not a doctor. According to USA Today, in pretrial deposition testimony July 25, Danny admitted he imported an anti-inflammatory drug from Australia called Pentazan and injected it in at least one client despite not having a medical license. It was also revealed that Danny invoked his Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate himself an incredible 46 times during the deposition. Danny invoked the Fifth, for instance, after being asked if he gave injections to Tim Tebow and NFL first-round draft pick Laron Landry. Chargers defensive lineman Corey Leggett accused Danny of injecting him with a banned substance without his consent in 2017 and filed a federal civil lawsuit against the trainer. Danny denied performing any injections in that case, but refused to answer any questions concerning Landry and Tebow. Leggett's attorneys claimed that Danny admitted having Pentazan in his possession and also admitted he does not have a license to perform injections. In the U.S., the paper reported, Pentazan is approved for prescriptions in capsule form to treat bladder pain or discomfort associated with interstitial cystitis. Injections of it are not approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, according to FDA spokeswoman Sandy Walsh. Walsh also added that the substances are illegal to import into the U.S. even for personal use because the drugs are not approved by the FDA. In his lawsuit, Leggett claimed that the banned substances found in his blood materially damaged his football career and led to at least a $15 million loss of pay when his contract was renegotiated at lower rates based in part on the drug violations. As to other clients, along with the suspensions Landry was handed in 2014 and 2015, another of Danny's clients, Buffalo Bills defensive lineman Trent Murphy, also suffered a four-game suspension in 2017 all due to drug violations. A trial on Leggett's lawsuit is scheduled for February 4 in Santa Ana, California. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter at WarnerThouston.